Setting the bars time, Kelly Kay.
It's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah, the classic old Wendy's commercial wasn't the only one asking,
where's the beef?
Yeah.
I miss those commercials. They're great.
Yeah,
she was great.
If you forget, it's like three little old ladies standing around a huge hamburger, but all you see is the bun. And then they lift up the bun, and then the one lady goes,
hey, where's the meat?
Yeah,
exactly, iconic.
Yeah.
They're trying to say, you know, Wendy's burgers are bigger.
Right. If you can manage to make it through the day without stealing over $400,000 worth of beef, then you're doing okay.
It's a lot of beef.
It's a lot of beef. Yeah, so I guess this happened in Florida. A couple guys decided they were going to load a truck up with more than $400,000 worth of beef.
I get it. Things are expensive right now. Groceries are expensive. You still want some steak and hamburgers. I get it.
Where's the beef?
Yeah, and exactly. Well, they were caught thanks to a GPS on the truck. As they were unloading the truck at a vegetable farm, that's kind of ironic.
well, meat and veggies. Right? I was like, what's missing?
He was arrested for grand theft of cargo. So I guess in Miami-Dade, they were transferring the stolen beef into another.
Yeah, that's the judge.
Container. Here, the stolen tractor trailer has an approximate value of $150,000, it says.
Ooh. Yeah, yeah, that's just a tractor trailer.
And then, you didn't just steal the meat, you stole the tractor trailer,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, exactly. So $400,000 worth of beef. Now, they did obviously get it back, but here's the thing. Again, we always ask and we pose, if you knew that this beef had been run around, is it, would you slap a manager's sticker on it?
And, 100%.
And mark it off 50%.
It's all in packaging, right?
Knowing that it was hot at one point. It was
hot beef.
Hot beef.
Hey, where's the beef?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm totally buying hot beef for sure.
Kelly's totally buying hot beef.
Yes. You can bake, you can like grill the crime off of it, right?
Yeah, I think so, probably.
I mean, you can't let it all go to waste. You can't, right?
That would be a shame if all that meat just went to shame.
Yes!
Yeah.
If it just went to the trash, no, you can't do that. Sell it at a discount. Slap a little hot beef sticker on there. I'm buying it.
All right, there you go.
I'm grilling up burgers this weekend. Let's do it.
All right, so again, if you can manage to make it through the day without stealing over $400,000 worth of beef, you're doing okay.
That's much.
Yep, that is your Setting the Bar story.